Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I do think that Morey should be getting some pressure. If your goal is to be competitive every year, he's great. And you know what? They are competitive every year. And while I crap on the Rockets for being unlikable because I think that they are a cast of unlikable characters and the way that they play basketball is not aesthetically, it's not pleasing to me, I can't deny that they are consistently competitive.
That's why I'm not so sure you go fire a bunch of people if you're the Rockets, because nobody else beats them.
Yeah.
It's not just you. I mean, I know that's your goal and that's what you've built your team to do, but guess what? Everybody else is trying to do the same thing and they're not doing it.
But here's the question you have to ask yourself if you're the Rockets. By the time this Warriors dynasty is over, is what you've got in place going to be good enough to win, or do you need to start planning ahead?
Well, that's not a mindset that I think they've ever had there, either under Les or under Tillman. I think they're always going to try to be good, and they're not going to pull an Astro or a Sixer.
No.
And
there's no process.
Yeah, they're going to keep doing what they're doing, and hopefully it'll work out.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a Monday. Hope everybody had a great weekend. If you missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com, or will be shortly. Are we having problems with the stream, Aaron?
I don't think so. I'll check it
someone
again.
Someone just tweeted us, and I'm looking at the Twitch channel, and it's not moving.
Uh-oh.
So we may have something going on. Yeah, it's basically, well, now it's moving. All right.
I just reset it.
Okay. So lots of Rockets talk today, lots of Game of Thrones talk, bug talk there in the gym of the day. And we have not gotten to the fights on Saturday.
No. And pretty wild finish in the main event, the Rose Namajunas fight, where she's holding on to a Kimura. And the best part was Dominic Cruz saying, there's no way she can just power her way out of this thing. And then she literally scoops her up. And Rose had a decision to make. And it was, well, I can either hold on to this arm and hope that I can get it, or I can let go and not get spiked here. And she chose to hold on, and she got spiked on her head. And
she got knocked the bleep out.
Knocked out. And it was gnarly. And Twitter was something like, oh my God, this shouldn't be legal. They need to change the rules. I mean, people were disgusted by it. It's like, dude, that's fighting. And there's been a lot of slams over the years. Like, Rampage Jackson's legacy basically started because Ricardo Arona had him in a triangle, and he was like, nah. And he picked him up and spiked him on his head and knocked him out. And I mean, these women, and just because they're women, you cannot change the rules for them. And
why would you? These are some tough,
moments. They all know what they're getting into. Yeah. They all signed up for this. And I feel like if it were men fighting, there wouldn't have been outrage over it. But because it was a woman and because it was a popular girl fighter, there was an outrage about it. And we've got to get to the point where if this is going to be a real thing, like if women's MMA is going to be as big as they want it to be, you just got to let these chicks go. They all know what they're getting into. They didn't sign up for ballet club.
Yeah, I just thought it was a badass.
It was awesome.
It was.
It was awesome.
I'm glad she didn't break her neck.
Yeah.
That would not have been awesome.
It would have sucked, but
It was still, that was
just sports matches.
Yeah. And, but I mean, I saw that and I'm like, oh man, I wish I'd watched that live. That is so badass.
I've never seen a dude get slammed and had people go, it just made me feel sick inside to watch it. Really?
Maybe there's something wrong with us. Cause I'm looking at that going, oh, that was so badass. And she wasn't winning that fight.
Rose or, Andrade wasn't?
No.
Rose was doing a good job.
Yeah, but it all turned on that because I did go back and watch the whole thing after I saw that. And it's like, man, I think Rose is winning. Of course, knowing the outcome, she's not going to win. But yeah, that was, I thought that was awesome.
Well,
I would like to hear from somebody who did not think it was awesome.
Well, there were a few people on Twitter, and you know, there were people like, you know, I understand it's legal and things like that, but it just doesn't feel right. Doesn't feel like it should be legal. Like, I mean, the truth is, all she had to do was let go of that arm, and she could have gotten down.
And listen, that's a rarity too. I mean, to see somebody get slammed from that high up, I haven't seen that very often. But you know, to say that should, I mean, what are you supposed to do there? It's like, oh well, if it's shoulder height, I'm not supposed to slam her. There's no way you can legislate that out.
Well,
right?
And the truth is, Andrade was. I mean, she was stuck in a submission. Like, it was either slam her down or get her shoulder pulled off.
Yeah.
And she decided, well, I'm going to slam her down.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was cool.
I did, too. I didn't have a problem with it. And Rose's reaction after was also really weird. Like, you know, like a weight got lifted off her shoulders by losing her title. I don't know how into fighting she really is. That's an odd chick. She's not your typical MMA girl or guy. Like, just her personality is not that of a normal fighter.
How so?
She seems more like, I don't know that she's like a, she's good at it and she's got a great skill set and I think she loves fighting, but I don't think she's an alpha. I don't think she's like a, I don't think she had like she. I don't think she likes going in there and hurting people. I don't think of her like that. And then I don't think she definitely doesn't like the spotlight. I think she's got some kind of Asperger's or something where she's just not comfortable in social situations. And being the champion requires you to do a lot of media and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like I don't think she wants to be famous.
So you guys have a lot in common.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't think that it's. If I were her, I would have a hard time with it. That would be too much for me, I think. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot of people who you don't know who are, you know, are writing about you and talking about you, and it's a weird thing for some people. I think she's one of those people.
Well, what about the other fights? Anything else stand out?
Nothing really jumped out at me as mind-blowing. I mean, Anderson Silva's knee is obviously disappointing. Anderson Silva got kicked in the leg and looks like his knee blew. I haven't seen an update on what exactly is going on with him, but it wouldn't make me sad if he was done fighting. Jose Aldo lost, but I don't think he's totally washed up. I think he can still compete. I don't know if he'll be a title contender anymore, but I think he can still fight, and he didn't look like he was overmatched. BJ Penn fought. I mean, it was a lot of older guys on the card that looked like they shouldn't be fighting anymore.
Some good names, but
yeah,
just pretty much just names now.
Including Little Nog, who lost to Ryan Spann, Beaumont's finest Ryan Spann. So, yeah, I mean, there wasn't a lot to take away from that. It wasn't the greatest card, but there was some good violent finishes to it, which you'll take.
Yeah, well, that main event certainly was, that would have been worth the price of admission.
Yeah,
seeing that was pretty badass. I see, that's the thing that always starts getting me interested again is when I see some badass finishing move like that ends a fight. That's what got me into it in the first place was I think it was Rashad Evans kicking, I think it was Sean Salmon in the face, and
yeah,
he just going rubber
yeah.
the second he hit him. I thought, oh, this is the coolest sport ever. Yeah. So I guess I'm just a violent person.
I mean, it's organized violence. It's supposed to be violent.
Dragons burning children. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things happens. Hey, guys, I got to tell you about 4hymns.com. And if you're looking for that little extra oomph, and maybe things aren't working out for you as well as they have been in the past, well, 4hymns.com has you covered. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness, all for men. And they connect you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions so they can treat any of those problems for you, and ED being one of them. There's no snake oil pills. There's no gas station counter supplements. I mean, these are real prescription solutions backed by science. There's no waiting room. This is the cool part about it. You don't have to go to a waiting room or anything. You don't have to go talk to your doctor and say, hey, listen, man, you think I could get some of these pills? There's no lines. They're going to put you with a doctor. You just go to 4hymns.com. You answer a few quick questions, and you chat with your doctor for a confidential review. Products get shipped directly to your door. So, guys, what are you waiting for? 4Hymns has you covered. It's going to make things easy on your life. Try Hymns for a month for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See their website for full details and safety information. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hymns.com/Fred5. That's FORHIMS.com/Fred5, the number 5. 4hymns.com/Fred5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Haven't had a chance to mention that the Astros, who've won 5 in a row, they're now underway in tonight's game. But Jose Altuve on the injured list. It's the injured list now.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to switch over from disabled list.
Yeah.
But I do think it makes sense. I mean, it's not like he's in a wheelchair. So, but he's hitting .243. It looks like he's going to be out for a little bit.
One of the worst hitting slumps of his career, probably. Maybe it'll do him some good.
Yeah, and the thing is, this offense is good enough they could fade him.
They'll be all right. I mean, George Springer is playing MVP-level baseball right now, so...
Michael Brantley's playing at a high level.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just...
But George Springer is... If you had to say who are the best hitters in baseball this season... Cody Bellinger's number one.
Yeah.
I mean, he's what he's doing is absurd. Which it's crazy because that guy's been so inconsistent over his career. He's got to be due for a big slump at some point, but so far he's a freak. And Christian Yelich is probably number two. I think George Springer is probably number three. If I told you at the beginning of the year George Springer would be the third best player in the major leagues at this point, I mean, you would have thought I was crazy, right?
Yeah, and I mean, he's got a chance to drive in over 100 runs from the leadoff spot. That's pretty incredible. But yeah, he's been terrific. And Corbin Martin came up yesterday and made his debut, replacing Colin McHugh in the rotation. They did bring in McHugh long enough to give up a run, but he pitched pretty well. 9 strikeouts,
looked solid, yeah,
and 5 1/3 innings. And man,
not a lot of swinging and missing, which is concerning. But I mean, he got the job done. And from what I've been reading about Corbin Martin, he doesn't project as like a top of the rotation guy, but that's not what they need. If he is indeed a mid to back end of the rotation guy, you're in pretty good shape. If we see more of that, I think the upside of him is higher than it is of Colin McHugh. I think Colin McHugh being experienced in the bullpen, I think that's going to help him. I think it's going to help him on the days where Wade Miley can't go 6 or Brad Peacock can't go 6. I think overall it's a good move for the team, and it's a surprisingly ballsy move by an organization that's been really careful about when they start guys' clocks, and they started his clock early for this. Even with a big lead in the division, they were like, you know what, we're going to be better with him, and I respect the hell out of it.
If you get what you got out of him, and maybe not as many strikeouts, but if he can project out to a guy who can pitch 5 to 6 innings and have an ERA under 3.50, you'll take that.
Yeah.
That's all you're really looking for. You don't need the guy to be Justin Verlander. You got one of those. But there's two things that irritated me, though. And one of them, I think it was Hardball talk when they brought him up. The story said, the Astros' top pitching prospect. It's like, well, wait a minute. Wasn't Forrest Whitley supposed to be their top prospect? Have we flipped?
I don't know that we've. I don't know because I think Forrest Whitley they still look at as far as the prospects look. Forrest Whitley's looked at as a top of the rotation guy. I don't know, you know. I don't know if he'll end up being that, but he still projects. He projects to have more upside than.
So I would say he's their top pitching prospect. I think that's...
But he wasn't their most ready pitching prospect.
Yeah, well, if you phrase it like that, that's one thing.
Right.
But I just thought that was weird. And here's the other thing. And I'm not familiar with the sportsdaily.com, but the story I have on Altuve going on the DL was from them. Says, as summer is about to begin, however, Altuve's absence comes at the worst time. Does it? I think the worst time might be, October.
Yeah, that would be the worst time. Not when you've got a 5.5 game lead in your division.
Yeah, and you're just rolling everybody. If I were going to pick a time to not have Jose Altuve, this would be near the top of my list. You want him at the beginning of the season so you can get off to a good start. And they've been remarkably healthy, too, so far. So I don't think this one is anything to worry about. But I would say now's not a bad time at all.
No.
I don't think it's the worst time at all.
The Sports Daily is one of USA Today's properties. It's got the same layout as For the Lead or For the Win in the Big Lead.
Yeah, well, that explains it then. Because I probably got it off of For the Win. Usually USA Today and For the Win are two of the first sites I go to, and Larry Brown Sports. What's interesting, just from a show prep standpoint, though, is like all these guys are buying up all these sites. So it used to be I had about 20 sites, but now they're all doing the same stuff. So I'm down to like 8 or 9.
Are they just like, are they repurposing stuff or what?
Well, they're like Sportsnet will do something like 10 quarterbacks to watch, and then Yardbarker has the same story. And then For the Win will have the same story, and it's all the same guys. And it's just very strange. It's they'll write something about the other guys doing this. So I kind of feel the whole, some of it's just USA Today buying up some sites. Which, if they want to buy a really good one, I know where they can find one. But a lot of it is just these guys are all doing the same kind of stuff now, and there's not nearly as much originality as there used to be. I mean, it used to be that, Larry Brown Sports is a pretty good place to go and get, kind of the main stories. And same thing with like USA Today. But USA Today's front page looks exactly like CBS Sports. It looks exactly like ESPN. They all have the same stuff. So you don't really need to go to all those.
You're right.
And, it's not a big deal because it's just that I don't see as much creativity anymore on a lot of these websites, which is why we're trying to stay creative on sportsmap.com, which you should go check out because there is a lot of cool stuff on there today, as there always is.
Always.
You can get my Game of Thrones recap. If you missed the somebody texted the show saying just got in the car. You guys probably already covered the disappointment of the Rockets flaming out to the Warriors was only surpassed by a Game of Thrones last night. Whole first hour, and you're going to be disappointed because I actually loved the episode of Game of Thrones. I did not find it disappointing. And that's okay. I'm worried about the last one, though.
There's a lot of stuff to get wrapped up.
Yeah, and I really could see this going full Sons of Anarchy on us. But we've got to look at the rest of May for the Astros. We've got a Stephen A. Smith saying D'Antoni could be fired video. We've got a one of our runners has some bucket list places you can run in some of the world's best destinations. And Palillo has a video asking, is Tillman Fertitta really all in for a Rockets championship? Yeah. So all that is on sportsmap.com. Please check it out. Website's growing by leaps and bounds, and we've only got more great plans for it. It's been a fun ride here to get this thing where it is. And we're just going to keep trying to make it better and better. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And I'll tell you what's already really good. It doesn't need to get better. It's big game travel. And if you want to get in, now is the time because we're going to London. And they offer fans first-class travel experiences. They're taking us all to London for a game against Jacksonville at the legendary Wembley Stadium. And, guys, this thing's going to fill. And if you want to go and catch that game, hang out with us. It's a trip of a lifetime. You get to see all that London has to offer. And it wrapped into a football road trip. 5-star hotel, nonstop airfare, transportation, pep rally, tailgate. Game day tickets. All you got to do is get that deposit in now. You don't have to pay the whole thing right away.
Yeah. Hey, they'll take some payments on it, and you're taking the best flights, the nicest hotel. And the itinerary is really great. It's a great mix of structured group stuff along with enough time for you to do the stuff you want to do on your own. I think my wife's going to end up going on the trip. It's going to be a fantastic time. All you need to do is show up. It's all taken care of for you. They lay it out for you. You can get in touch with the owners at almost any point on the trip. They're on the trip personally hosting, so you're always dealing with the same people just to up the experience. Visit BigGameTravel.com for more information and come to Europe with us. Big Game Travel, BigGameTravel.com.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. A couple of stories that I wanted to get to. First off, Madison Bumgarner gave his 8-team no-trade list to the Giants. Actually, kind of smart what he did. He picked all the teams that he thought would be playoff contenders that would trade for him.
Yeah.
So that way he can, you know, pick where he wants to go, basically.
Basically.
Yeah, it's pretty smart, because if you just put, oh, well, I don't want to go to Texas.
Right.
You know, okay, who cares? But he put the Braves, Red Sox, Cubs, Astros, Brewers, Yankees, Phillies, Cardinals. So
that's a pretty good list.
Yeah, yeah. But I do think he's a guy who's probably going to be available at the trade deadline. That'd be a nice piece to add for any of those teams, frankly. So the other thing is your XFL team has a head coach.
Okay.
Would you like to know who it will be?
I know who it is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
June Jones. he is...
Let's talk about how interested I am in this team now.
Hey, man, he's going to bring back the run and shoot.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
But yeah, he was former Oilers assistant, former gambler. It's just, he was like the up-and-coming guy
when he was
with the Gamblers, yeah. Former Falcons coach for a while. But he has been coaching the Hamilton Tiger Cats of the Canadian Football League. He was head coach last year and then was demoted to offensive coordinator, associate head coach. So, but he's also, he coached the Chargers too. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And Hawaii and SMU, other coaching stops. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for June Jones? There's another home run. Who was that?
Chirinos.
Chirinos and Diaz have gone deep, so it's 3-0 Astros. I guess I should just look on Twitter because everybody says Chirinos.
Yeah. I've got zero interest.
No, it has to be 1 to 10.
1.
That means you're interested.
Well,
Aaron, are you least interested in this since you're kind of a dork who likes things like this?
No, I don't want to watch any of the XFL at all.
I
watched 30 seconds of the AAF and then was like,
I didn't even watch that. I watched none of any game. I saw a couple highlights, but I never once flipped my channel over to one of those games.
I watched some of them at the beginning. Just to kind of see what the football looked like, and it was bad. And just so I could gauge it, to me it looked like CFL in slow motion is what it looked like. And I probably watched a combined 3 quarters. So I guess there's a reason they're out of it.
Yeah.
Somebody says June Jones is better than Jeff Fisher. Yeah, that Jeff Fisher rumor was out there. Man, you want to talk about no interest at all. They brought in Jeff Fisher.
Yes.
He still thinks he can get an NFL job. You want to talk about delusional? Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And that was pretty much it. Except, oh, yeah, I had One thing that I just thought was a cool story. The not that we ever talk track and field, but Texas A&M, one of their guys won the 400-meter hurdles at the 2019 SEC Track and Field Championships. Mm-hmm. His name is Infinite Tucker, which I think is a cool name. But he, I don't know if you saw the finish, but he dived over the finish line. He basically just gave up his body to win the thing. Said, I closed my eyes over hurdle 10. I opened it, saw my ma at the finish, and I jumped up to give her a hug. That's all it is. It's like his teammate finished in second, but it's really cool. It's worth watching the video. It's easy to find. He just goes flying over the thing at the end. And he didn't want to finish second. So Aggies finished 1-2, but Infinite Tucker. So that's, track has now made an appearance twice in the last week.
It's too much.
Yeah. Well, it's not like we're going to ever start analyzing it, but it was kind of cool to, it's kind of cool to see, and it's a different name. And last week it was a really fast white guy.
There you go.
So there's that. 713-780-ESPN. The show's almost over. You got anything you must get in? Because we only have probably a few more minutes before we get to Dumbass Report.
Yeah, no, I'll save all my non-sportsy stories for the Dumbass Report. But we kind of covered everything. The one thing I wanted to get to earlier that we didn't get to was about Clint Capela and what you think of him as a player at this point. And I started thinking to myself, Clint Capela, we know he's extremely limited offensively, right?
Yeah, he has one move. It's pick and roll,
yeah.
Dunk.
I mean, how different is he? Just a poor man's version of Dwight Howard?
He's not that poor.
Well, I mean, he's poorer than Dwight Howard.
Yeah, I think he's one, and we talked about.
And not only he's as good of a defender as Dwight Howard.
No, but
he's decent.
Yeah, I think he's a little more athletic in terms of a little quicker than Howard was. And so more effective. Howard never really liked the pick and roll, even though he was really good at it. But, you know, just raw numbers, he's fine. But this year, I think teams found ways to slow him down a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and he never really adjusted. And I think he's a good fit for what the Rockets do, but I don't know that you can't find somebody who could do the same thing. And that's the reason why the teams didn't want him. I don't think he's as good if he's playing for Memphis. And I don't think he's as good a player.
I don't think so either.
And I think he's I hate to use this phrase, but a system guy. And, you know, what if you don't bring anything else to the table other than that, that's an area where I think you could upgrade.
Yeah.
And maybe he has some value to teams.
I don't know. I don't know who it'll be.
You got to find a sucker. There's always one out there.
Yeah.
There's somebody looking at him going, oh, man, if I got him in my system, we're going to get him hit shooting that 8 to 10 foot jumper, and he's going to average 20 points a game.
Good luck.
11 rebounds.
Well, that's one thing you know is not going to happen. The Rockets aren't going to have him shooting a 10 foot jumper.
That's not in their.
It's not
Chris
what they
Paul's
do.
The only guy who's allowed to do that. Everybody else, it's yeah. layup or three. And I don't hate that strategy. But that means that's all he can do is dunk. And it's easy to kind of trash on him a little bit here because he's coming off a series where he was pretty much useless. But he was pretty decent all year when he was out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think if you can upgrade there, absolutely. But, you know, I think he's probably part of the reason they didn't win. If he plays better, I think they have a chance in that series. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. I have one other thing. I'll probably save it for tomorrow. Like, we got with the draft lottery coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there have been some good number one picks.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, if you pick second, not a great
track record.
No.
Yeah, there's some bad ones.
Yeah, so we'll save that for tomorrow because we have a dumbass report coming.
Yep. And, you know. When is that draft lottery?
Is it? It's coming up.
Is it? Well, it's tomorrow, I think.
But yeah.
Is it after our show?
Yeah, I think it is.
Damn. All right. Mm.
Colts fan Jose says, today is one of those days I got to listen to you guys from 4 to 7. Thanks for getting me through the day. Hashtag going home. Thanks for tuning in, brother. Hopefully we got...
I always feel bad. If you listen for 3 hours, it means your commute probably sucked.
But, yeah.
But
yeah.
We appreciate you.
Oh, definitely.
Or your Lamont.
Well, we got some people
who somehow finds a way.
Well, there's several people that listen to all 3 hours of the show, although some of them are doing it on the podcast, and it's always funny when they hear something they want to respond to, and they tweet me in the middle of the night. And it's like, what? Did I even say that? I don't remember. It was 5 hours ago. 6 hours ago. All right, quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Join us out at Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation at the corner of Lockwood this Thursday, 4 to 7. Select luxury mattresses, 40% off already factory direct prices. As you guys know, you're already saving 50% when you walk in because they sell them right there from the factory. So you're getting 40% off that factory price on top of that. And come see, if you like the memory foam beds, come see the originals, 40% off. Come hang out with us at Texas Mattress Makers this Thursday from 4 to 7, where comfort, quality, honesty, and expertise all come together. Let's do the Dumbass Report.
All right, let's talk about homeowners associations. And sometimes they're cruel. Cruel beasts. Florida man grew his grass a little bit too tall.
Okay.
And he was fined $500 a day last summer because it was taller than 10 inches. It's pretty tall.
Yeah, that's a stiff blade of grass there.
The city moved in to foreclose on the home of 69-year-old Jim Ficken over $30,000 in code violation fines. The Tampa Bay Times reports that Ficken was fined those $500, and then Ficken filed a lawsuit against the city seeking a nominal $1 in damages, relief from fines, and an end to the city's practice of fining people without considering ability to pay. Last summer, Ficken says he was away for lengthy periods managing the estate of his deceased mother in South Carolina. So now Florida looks kind of...
Yeah.
They look kind of shady. And they're like, well, sir, maybe you should have hired someone to take care of your property while you're gone. He did. He paid a man to mow his lawn. And that man died of a heart attack over the summer.
This is a fickin' bad situation.
Fickin' awful situation. Hopefully we'll have an update on it down the road. Let's talk about Texas man for a minute.
Okay.
What's a reasonable excuse for being caught distributing child pornography?
There is none. Unless you forwarded an email without knowing what was in it. That would be the only excuse, which would be dumb. But yeah, I don't think there's an excuse for that.
Let me give you one more option. He got the West Nile virus. And he got brain damage from it.
I don't know. That sounds like something a defense lawyer came up with.
Yeah, it didn't work. That was his defense. It didn't work. He ended up having to plead guilty to federal charges of recording and distributing videos. As part of his plea agreement, which he agreed to take 20 years in prison.
Oh,
his attorney said he wasn't in his right mind. Said he contracted West Nile in 2009, and it made him sexually aggressive.
Really?
Yeah. But he says, I'm sorry for what I've done. If you give me a second chance, I will never be here in front of you again. Brain damage is not something I asked for. It just came upon me. In the 2 years I've been incarcerated, I have gotten better. I asked for a second chance.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that excuse. And then finally, a man driving his Cadillac from the sunroof. It was a self-driving car. So
Okay. So this is like the Tesla thing.
As police tried to pull him over, he yelled at the police. I would rather go to jail than back to my wife. This sounds like the ultimate midlife crisis.
That sounds like the ultimate country western song, doesn't it?
I guess so.
Rather go to jail than back to that living hell.
Yeah.
I think I could see this.
He, in fact, did go to jail because that's illegal. But he did say the car drives itself. It has a giant computer in it. Apparently, that's not a good enough reason to be riding on the sunroof traveling down the freeway. So, Florida man at it again. Double up, Florida man. And then we had the story. I'm sure everybody saw the story about the snarling woman who ended up having 7 syringes inside her vagina.
Yeah.
At Burger King.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's not the kind of girl I'd want to date.
No.
And that is today's Dumbass Report.
All right. Well, that is going to wrap it up for us. Be back in studio tomorrow doing this again. Aaron, great job.
I don't think you blew anything today, dude.
No. Hoffman, great job.
I don't think I blew a lot.
Me? I was actually feel pretty good about my performance today. I think it's a D+. It's pretty damn good for me. All right. Hopefully you guys will enjoy the rest of your evening. Tune in tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
Restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.